Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostess, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Happy Wednesday. I tell you what, in just a few short days, we enter the 10th month of 2018.
And didn't we just say it was like the second month and we were like in the first quarter?
I know.
Like a week ago?
I was reading the paper. There's only 96 days left of the year.
Oh, don't even do that.
It's crazy. Like, that was like one of the headlines. It was a slow news day. Yeah. But I have now that useless information to share with our listeners.
Okay. And only 90 to Christmas.
And only 90 to Christmas.
Oh, wow. There you go. Okay.
He's a trained professional, both on and off the air. Mm-hmm. Mr. Michael Redstone of the Indian River Recreation Department. He's back. He has updates. We have exciting things happening.
Everything around the corner.
I know it. So, let's see. I would like to, first off, say what a fabulous turnout and what fun we had at the first responders event out at the fairgrounds, which is one of the properties that you manage.
Correct.
And it was so great to see so many positive role models for the kids out there and educate the kids that to be a good role model, you also need to be able to make good barbecue.
Yes.
Yes. That
good
is
deal.
It.
Good
that
deal.
Is.
Train them young.
That is something we can all get behind.
Yep.
So that was delicious. And of course, I was super excited to see the White Glove Moving Banner out there.
Yay.
Strike a pose. And that is part of our ongoing collaboration with the Recreation Department because we just love the different activities and signature events that you put on throughout the year that helps our families and our youth throughout the community stay busy, stay involved. Like, for example, there's basketball on the horizon.
That is. And it's so well said, I don't think I need to say anything more. I'm done.
Done.
He's like, yes. Oh, drop the mic. Yeah. Success.
No, but basketball is around the corner. It's fall time, and we just hit that time of the season. In football right now, football and cheerleading is going on. And once we get going with one, we're already getting ready for another one. And
sure.
That's basketball is up next. And we start registration October 1st for that. And
that's a couple days away.
4 years old all the way to 15. So we got it covered.
And they can go online to your website, print off the application,
right,
fill it all out, and then come in with their check and everything completed, if they
right.
needed to make copies of a birth certificate, whatever.
Yeah, if you're a first-time player, we will need a copy of the birth certificate along with the registration form. And you're correct, you can download it, fill it out, no waiting in line. You can go to either the IG Center or either the aquatic centers to turn it in.
And for those of you listening that haven't been at an event at the new IG, whoa, it is so awesome. We have an event coming up there October 6th.
October 6th, that's right. We got Special Olympics coming around the corner, too.
Yes, we
and
do.
This will be the 13th time in a row that we've hosted the State Aquatic Championships for Special Olympics for the state of Florida.
That speaks volumes.
Yeah.
At the North County Aquatic Center, they had such a great time. The first time, they've kept coming back.
That is an impressive facility. That's super fun. Water slides. Not that they necessarily participated with the water slides
sure.
for this activity, but I mean, there's diving boards, there's mm-hmm. stuff for the younger kids, the older kids, the more avid swimmer. I mean, it's all there.
That's right. And, we do have Special Olympics that does come and practice at the North County Aquatic Center as their home pool also. So, we'll have we'll get close to around 400 athletes coming through on Saturday and Sunday for their, it is an Olympic event for them. They have all of the timed events, and it's not something that they just decided yesterday that they were going to start. These athletes have been training year-round, and they have to qualify for the state meet. So we see some really, really good swimming going on.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And they can go beyond here and compete additionally.
Right. They can go to the Nationals, and this year it's being held in Philadelphia. And so if they can qualify they can move on also. So, but you know, Special Olympics is not just, you know, we think of the children, but it's not. It's, you know, there'll be swimmers from 8 years old all the way up to about 67 years old, I think, is the oldest one this year.
And they put them in the categories based on their
correct, but it's done by timing and everything.
Gotcha. In fact, one of the success stories that we heard about at last year's award ceremony that's followed by a dance and a nice dinner. I mean, it's just really a great production that our local recreation department takes on full speed, just, you know, helps to make it a seamless event for their families and all their supporters. The one young man was out training and swimming like in San Francisco over by Alcatraz.
Right? Yes.
And I can't even get in a pool if I can't touch the bottom. Yeah. I mean, it was like, wow, they are hardcore.
That's intense.
Yes, yes.
They are, and we've had several state timing records set at the North County Aquatic Center. So, again, you know, you're going to see all kinds of levels, but, you know, again, everybody that comes out and just witnesses it, you know, you can't leave without a smile on your face after seeing these athletes come up out of the pool after they've completed their event.
And, I mean, just thinking from a business standpoint for 2 seconds, it's great for our local economy bringing all of these folks because they come from all over.
Right. And it's just not the 400 athletes because they're all bringing their coaches, their caregivers, family members. So at the IG for the opening ceremony, we're going to be feeding 800. And again, that's just athletes, coaches, and caregivers. And then on top of that, for the opening ceremony part of it, when all the teams march in, you're looking at another 300 to 400 people that are there that are aunts, uncles, grandparents, and they're just to cheer them on. So it's quite an event and something to see. And it's also in both the event on Saturday and Sunday and the opening ceremony are all free to the public. So if someone wanted to come out and cheer those athletes on and see what it's all about, we'd invite them to come.
Most definitely. What are those expected times based on the different events that our listeners can kind of plan on?
Sure. The Saturday morning, they'll start the long course swimming, which is the 50-meter swimming, and that will start at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they'll run up until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Once those events are done for that day, then they'll go and get cleaned up and then off to the opening ceremonies at the IG Center, and then come back on Sunday for a 9 o'clock start and usually go till about 3 o'clock and we wrap it up.
Wow, that is a big action-packed weekend.
Mm-hmm. And they're swimming in multiple events, most of them. So it is a full weekend for them.
So in the auditorium itself, you can hold how many people?
Well, we can put, you know, when everything's open, we can go at about 1,200 people inside the gymnasium.
And that's important for our listeners to know that there is a venue that has the capacity to house that volume of people and still be able to put on a show.
Sure.
And ample amounts of parking to boot.
Right.
I mean, really, in Indian River County, we don't have a lot of options unless you look at a church platform, and sometimes that isn't what is needed based on the event.
Sure.
That there is something as tech, as new, as fully functional, and completely equipped to handle large volumes of people as this right here in our backyard
off
of Oslo.
Absolutely. And when the IG Center was concepted, it was built, you know, for multi-purpose use, and that you could do several events at one time within the facility. But then also there was a lack of large space. You have the fairgrounds, but we like to, you know, that is our sister property. But, you know, we do like to think then and say that we have the curb appeal that, you know, some of those other places don't have. And
it's
a beautiful facility.
Air conditioning.
Yes.
It is not overrated.
Yes.
In our wonderful home.
And also that has the capacity to feed people, correct? With
correct.
A kitchen in that?
Well, we do have a catering kitchen, so it is a prep kitchen. We don't do the cooking there, but caterers can come in and prep right there in the kitchen.
And so is it going to be your team doing the Special Olympics this year from the culinary standpoint, or?
Actually, the culinary part of it will be from Sebastian River High School.
Oh, how awesome.
And their culinary classes we'll put together the box lunches for them during the day for lunches, and then also do the spread for the buffet on Saturday night.
Way to throw them in with the wolves.
Sure, absolutely.
Let's do a small catering event for 800 kids. Let's pull it together.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. That's the only way to learn, let's face it.
Absolutely, and they've been troopers with it. But then also I'd like to, you know, make sure we recognize the Knights of Columbus, because they do the lunches on Sunday. They flip hamburgers and hot dogs for the athletes that day too. So, you know, thank you goes out to them also.
There's so much generosity and of one's time, of one's money, that goes across the board here in Indian River County. Such a special, special place to live and be able to say, listen, you know, that's why they keep coming back 13 years
right.
in a row, because they're
that's
given
right.
such good hospitality. It's a no-brainer.
That's right. They're look at this as one of the best places they go. They go to places like Disney and those types of larger venues, but they like coming here because of the personal touch that they get, and that the recreation department here in Indian River County does so much to help them along.
That they do. And what time will the opening ceremony kick off on the 6th?
Opening ceremony starts at 8 o'clock,
okay.
and it'll last probably about 45 minutes to an hour, and then there's an hour dance afterwards that the athletes really look forward to every year.
It's so cool to stand there as the MC on the stage.
Yeah. That's right.
And see them come in by their county. They hold the little sign of, you know, wherever their county is,
yeah.
and they are
yeah,
amped up,
they
and
are.
They've already done some
yeah.
races earlier in the day,
yeah.
so they're wearing their medals, and they are supercharged, and it's contagious with the family and the fans and the audience. It's just something where if you have the opportunity, you want to come show some support, please do so, because it's really touching.
Yeah, I may add that there's 67 counties in the state of Florida, and 42 of them will be represented.
Wow. That's a significant number.
It is. It is a large number.
We were mentioning earlier about basketball. Is it a flat fee for all of the sports?
It is. From the recreation department, we do. We have a flat fee that covers the jersey, the hat, basic uniform, and it covers the referees and everything, and the trophies at the end of the year. So, yes, there is a flat fee depending on what the sport is. Baseball and basketball all run 35, football runs 45.
A little bit more pads,
yeah.
a little bit
Correct.
More equipment.
A little bit more equipment, sure.
So that's, I mean, you just can't get that anywhere else. You look at some of the other organizations that do, not only is it sometimes more time consuming on the family as far as, you know, the practices and the games, and it's like, hi, can we come up for air, can we do homework, but I feel as though Indian River Recreation Department has really mastered that balance of, yes, there's time for practice and play, however, we understand that families are important, so let's chisel out X amount of weeks,
right.
weather permitting, and a reasonable cost. You know, we're at $35 versus you're spending hundreds at other places, and sometimes being torn between what your actual lifestyle is and what they expect of you. And it's like, and I paid for this? I'm just
right.
so curious how that happened.
Yeah.
You all really do have it figured out well. What's the website for folks to go on, check out the time of year for each of the sports, download the application?
Sure, and I just may add, too, it's all about choices. And, you know, some people want some of those opportunities that the other organizations bring. But, you know, we've always prided it in being very cost affordable
yes.
For the parents and taking everything into consideration. But, yeah, everyone can go to irc.com. It's ircrec.com. Or you can give us a call at 772-226-1732. And we can give you more information on anything you want. Again, just one more plug for the volunteers that are needed out there. It takes at least 300 volunteers to pull this off for Special Olympic weekend, and we couldn't do it without them. So,
is there still an opportunity for volunteers?
Absolutely. And even if you have an hour, you know, 2 hours, 4 hours, want to spend the day, we can find you a job.
I believe him.
Sign us up.
I'm not doubting his capabilities, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of capable, big shout out to Lucy Cranker of Caliber Home Loans, who this past Friday won Affiliate of the Year for the Realtors Association of Indian River County.
Clap, 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 clap.
That's right. That lady knows how to do home loans. She knows how to help with the consultation and make the customer feel not like a number, but very important in the process. And, you know, she's been able to help a number of agents make the transition with their clients easy. So as a result, she won. Congratulations. Caliber is a trusted supporter of this program, and we hope that they will have many, many more home loans to assist with after you all hear that. Excellent news. Congrats once again to Lucy Cranker. So there's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back in Indian River County. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
From anniversaries to birthdays, even just a romantic night out, Blue Star in downtown Vero is the perfect restaurant to celebrate any occasion with delicious food and spectacular drinks. Enjoy background music, chic decor, and unmatched customer service while enjoying entrees like seared scallops, grilled lamb chops, and succulent ribeye steak. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to close. Call for reservations and look us up on Facebook. Blue Star of Vero, mixing good food with great company. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Smooth hair with Cobola Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chambers said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
September Hispanic Heritage Celebration. Yep, you can catch that amazing theme this Thursday at the White Glove Moving and Storage Warehouse in conjunction with Pacmail Beachside Shipping. We will be hosting the Chamber After Hours. So there's still time to RSVP if you're thinking, wow, that's tomorrow, 5 to 7. We'll swing by. We'll call the Chamber. We'll put in our name. RSVP. We'd love to have you. A gourmet nacho bar, brownie Ooh. Bite bar. I know, right? Bye Mr. Bye. Mike Redstone, you want to come? You can
absolutely.
Be my guest.
Sign me up.
You can be my guest. But, you know, we do more than host great warehouse parties. We love stairs and heavy furniture so that you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can. And if you're not the one moving, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your colleagues.
Somebody's
We'd appreciate
moving.
It. Somebody yeah. is buying something heavy. It's not fitting in their car.
Yeah,
and we can help
right.
out. Whether it's one piece or many. And Pacmail Beachside, of course, is here to specialize for all of your shipping needs as we get ready to roll into the holidays and you think about doing some sort of a trade show or some sort of holiday bazaar. Know that we're happy to provide shipping services, gift wrapping services, all of those things to make holiday shipping a breeze. And soon you'll see their countdown to Christmas at the foot of the North Barber Bridge. Yes, yes. So we started the show off that way. Mm-hmm. And of course, Hair Studio of Vero is in her brand new location. If you want to get some warm highlights, low lights for fall, don't miss out. Melissa and her team are amazing. The most affordable salon in all of Vero. Yet they're also incredibly talented. They really know what they're doing. Master stylists. Foxy Nails, located in the Fresh Market Plaza. If you need to get a little pampering, a little pedicure, right, that's where you go. They do cool Halloween nails, too,
Ooh.
Like glow-in-the-dark, cool designs, mm-hmm. accents, and you can rock it out the whole month of October. I highly suggest that behavior. It's just fun. When can you ever else have a spider web on your nails and it makes sense?
Yes.
Only in October.
And get away with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Always be rocking it out.
Always. Always. Yeah. Some sort of design, but Halloween is a special.
Yeah.
You know? And they have color-changing polish that, like if you touch a cold glass, like you're... Your color might be black.
That's like the mood ring.
But then if you
ring.
Warm up, it's orange. Yes.
It's mm-hmm. a mood ring nail polish?
Kind of.
I got to get over there.
Yes, yes, yes. Fresh
I
Market.
Gotta do that.
Right next to the Hallmark, where I have to go and buy some birthday cards soon. Jeez Louise, I'm behind the eight ball. Behind the eight ball, people. Indian River Recreation Department, Mr. Michael Redstone is in the house. We're
Hello.
Talking about basketball signups, which launch October 1st.
Did you say launch or lunch?
I might okay. be hungry.
Okay.
Launch. October 1st, download your application. And then October 6th, we're looking for volunteers and sponsors for our Special Olympics.
Always have looking for sponsors. A big part of what we do, both in the program world and in the event world. But anybody that would like to get their business name or even, you know, individual or anonymous. Doesn't matter.
That's right. All of the above.
That's interesting, anonymous, because people do want to have input, but they don't necessarily have to
sure.
tell anything.
We do see that quite often, actually,
really?
That people will just want to drop off a check and, you know, for $150 and
out of
and
the
move
kindness
on.
Of their heart.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow.
And we do also take those also for into our children's assistance program, which is our scholarship program, too. So, you know, we always are looking for sponsors for that to give the kids and children opportunities to participate that would not be able to do so otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. I have no idea what it would be like to not want credit for any sort of sponsorship or donation in my world of marketing and public relations, though I can understand why or how many do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I think that that's really wonderful that you offer up those scholarship programs. And that's something we've right. never talked about on air before,
right.
that it's probably important for folks to know of, because you never know who you might come across in your mm-hmm. circle of influence mm-hmm. that you sure. can just spread that good word and let something blossom as a result of it. So October 6th and 7th.
Special Olympics, just around the corner.
Even if it's just a couple of hours of one's time.
Sure,
looking
absolutely.
For volunteers.
Yes, and you know, like I said, you know, may have just an hour to come and cheer the athletes on, and that would be great. You may have a couple hours that you can come and help with awards or staging, or, you know, there's a lot of logistics that go on to put the meet on behind the scenes that, you know, volunteer help is needed for. So we would, encourage you to either give us a call or you can go online again and download the volunteer application form, which is very simple and takes a couple of minutes to do and send it in. Otherwise, you know, like I said, if you just want to drop by and cheer the athletes on for a few minutes, you know, that's always fun to see, too.
It really is. And I can already forecast it's going to be great weather, folks.
That's right.
Great weather.
That's right. It's going to be great in 100 degrees.
It'll be a fallish 100.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Or we may get a cold front. It may come down to 98.
Oh, ow. That's good.
That's like a realistic
yeah,
number.
That's right. Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
I like that. Yep. I like that. I tell you what, this past week it was really fantastic to have the privilege of wrapping up my 2-year stint as Madam Chair for the Industry Appreciation, which highlights businesses and local entities for reinvesting in their company and what they do. In fact, the mm-hmm. IG building years ago won the architectural
right.
award.
Yeah. Yes, we were.
Well deserved. When was it built again?
And that was, we just actually September 1st, it became 2 years old, actually.
Ooh, don't look a day
yeah,
over 6 months.
I'm telling
I love
you.
It.
So that was a pretty neat celebration. But yeah, 2 years.
2 years. And so Do me a favor, folks. TheVeroInsider.com. I'm going to have a link to all of the award winners and all the fun that happened last week, as well as the pertinent information that you need to help out with the upcoming Special Olympics, October 6th and 7th. Thank you for coming in, as always.
Always a pleasure.
It's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun. Until next week, my friends. Cheers.